Okay, a couple of weeks ago, we had a little street name story because I don't know how it started. I don't know how it started. It was with Mary Louise Days, or it was I made a comment about streets that were named after. Oh, I know how it started. There was a listing on a street on Dartmoor Avenue. I was sitting there with Bill Coker Saturday morning preparing the program, and we both thought it was named after an East Coast college, but then we discovered that was Dartmouth, not Dartmoor. So I thought, what is Dartmoor? And then it was a national park in England. And then I started Googling neighboring streets, Hempstead, Lancaster, Brandon, Salisbury, Deerhurst. And she said, yeah, you know, she knew someone lived on Hempstead and Bristol. And there were other streets, Bristol, Surrey, Warwick, all English based or ties to England. And then Mary Louise said, was I aware that the track to the east of these English-based streets, basically south and west of Dos Pueblos High School, were all named after California cities, counties. And I did not. And those names I don't have written down. Why not? Alameda and Butte. So then there's more. So then I sent it to Dan Walters, and he replied, and that this is where I left off. He says, I think it's fairly common naming streets after counties. How streets are named is an interesting topic. In the unincorporated suburban Sacramento area in which I live, major artery, I would say, he wrote arterials. Did he mean arteries?
No, arterials.
It is artilleries.
Yeah. Arterials.
I was thinking of the heart, arteries.
Arteries is good.
Well, are named, how would I question Dan Walters? What am I thinking? Major arterials are named after inventors, and plaques at major intersections contain brief bios.
Really?
They include Fulton, Howe, Marconi, the radio, Wright, Edison, Whitney, Watt, and Bell. No Tesla, however, he mentions. Other major Sacramento County roads are named for where they go, radiate out from the central city, especially roads that were state highways in the pre-freeway era. So Auburn Boulevard, for example, used to be Highway 40 leading to Auburn before Highway 40 became I-80 and a freeway. Stockton Boulevard used to be Highway 99 south to Stockton. New subdivision developers often name streets for their children or golfing pals. Now, you got to understand, this guy wrote this email to me totally off the cuff. He didn't have to go to a book and read it. So what did I say? Let's see. So then I read this, and then I got an email from a listener who said, mentioned the streets, and then he mentioned his neighborhood off Hollister near Patterson, which happens to be my neighborhood, also has streets named after California counties. Lassen Drive and cul-de-sacs Kirk, Kern, Keough, Mono, Tahama. He said, I'm not sure if Kirk and Keough were counties, or the developer just liked the names with K. And then he said, I enjoy your show, especially when Dan Walters is on. I guess I quoted Dan Walters to him. So then Dan respond further. And first of all, I live and drive by these streets and never realize that Tahama, Mono, Kern County, I guess I knew, but it never struck me. And is it Lassen County? That's the main street? I don't know. So Dan Walters responds, Kirk and Keough were not counties, but a bit of obscure trivia in that one county, whose name began with K, disappeared in the formation of other counties.
No.
It was Klamath County. I've heard of Klamath Falls, wherever that is. Klamath County on the north coast. Its territory was folded into Humboldt, Del Norte, and Siskiyou counties. The only county that ever vanished, as I recall. So there you have it, Klamath County. If anyone asks you, we have 58 counties. What county disappeared? It's Klamath County. Siskiyou, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, by the way, is widely thought to be an Indian name, but in fact is a bastardized version of a French phrase meaning six rocks, so named by some early French explorer trappers. One of my most prized possessions is a very rare book that traces the history of every California county, including the origin of their names, and charts all of their boundary changes, published by a state commission that settled boundary disputes in the early 20th century. So there you go, a little insight into Dan Walter's most prized possession, a book about counties. I don't know why, if you had a development, if a developer, a real estate guy developed something, I would have streets named like after real estate, you know, like Pending Place, Escrow Lane, Sold Street, Overprice Avenue,
Escrow.
What Happened Way,
Escrow?
What?
Escrow
Lane, I said, yes.
Foreclosure Lane?
Foreclosure, it's a dead end. Okay, Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with a weekly multiplisting sales update.